From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Two Colorado Springs schools had an increase in security and support staff yesterday after a weekend shooting that killed a Coronado student. The Gazette reports both Coronado and Doherty High Schools had more school resource police officers on hand, even though recent incidents were not on school property. The paper reports crisis counselors were also made available. The city of Manitou Springs is calling on artists to submit proposals for a public art installation. As 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell reports, the artwork will occupy space left vacant after the removal of several oak trees along Canyon Avenue.
The winning proposal will receive up to $15,000 from the city to pay for materials, manufacture, and installation of a durable three-dimensional piece of art. Community liaison for the project, Juanita Canzaneri, says jurors from the Manitou Springs Arts Council will consider work in any style.
Just, you know, something to engage pedestrians and drivers alike, something that will beautify the area and do what public art does, which is, you know, engage.
The call for entry is open to artists across the country, and proposals are due by November 15th. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
Independence Pass closed last night due to weather. The Colorado Department of Transportation plans to monitor conditions to see if the route can reopen. CDOT says typically the pass remains open each year until the first week of November. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.